But I was shopping my closet because what the Lord say is, I need you to stop doing and be. I need you to be in the thing. I need you to be still. I need you to be authentic. I need you to be bold. I need you to be courageous. You've always doing. You're always doing something, going to the next thing or doing the next thing. Even shopping was considered doing. And the Lord say no. Because what the Lord began to show me is that I'm building on another level. We talked about multiple six figures. I done shifted to multiple seven figures, right? So because you got to see it before you see it, right? So I'm already there before I get there, right? So therefore, for me, God really just talked to me about discipline even at this level, because he see what's getting ready to come on the other side, right? I'm about to be global. I'm already international and globally known.
You're listening to Powerful, a podcast that will provide you with solutions to ignite your superpowers, identify your limiting habits, and help you be more authentic. Hi, I'm your host, Bridget Brown Jackson. The episodes are cultivated with you in mind and teach us how to be intentionally powerful. It is declared that you are ordained for it.
Hey, 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 powerful. Listen. It's your girl, Bridget Brown Jackson, and we are so very excited to be back with another episode. Hey, if you are ready to go to a whole nother level and shift your thinking, shift your mindset, and shift your trajectory of your life, you better stay tuned. You know, I always say, go grab that pencil, go grab that paper, and get ready to take down some notes to get some really, really good nuggets from our guest today. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast. If you have not done so, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And don't be greedy. Again, share this information with somebody else. We have an amazing, amazing guest in the building today. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you who she is.
What would you do if one little change, one little small pivot changed the trajectory of your entire life? What would you do? Well, let me tell you, that's what happened to me. And my entire life changed for the better by making one decision to do one thing, and that was to become more self-aware. I'd love to talk to you about your awareness in your personal leadership and how you can grow that. Go to the link below, BridgetBrownJackson.com, and let's set up a discovery call. I'd love to talk to you, and I would love to see your life change with one small pivot.
All right, Powerful, are you ready to know who my guest is today? Listen, I call my guest my friend. I call her the shift doctor. I call on her, not just call her, but I call on her because she is amazing at helping people understand their leadership abilities. Listen, if you've ever doubted who you are and where you are in life, you want to listen to my girl, none other than Dr. Joy McLaughlin-Harris. Dr. Joy, hey, let the people know who you are and what you are doing.
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. We've been trying to get this done for a while, but I believe that today is the day. Today is perfect timing. When people hear this, it's going to be an on-time message and word. But I am shift doctor and rebrand coach, Joy McLaughlin-Harris, and my company, Touch of Joy International. We do business at Shift with Dr. Joy and Touch of Joy Coaching and Consulting. And we help faith-based entrepreneurs, Christians, movers, shakers, influencers, expand, rebrand, and create passive income. That's what we do. We help you reintroduce the new version of yourself to the marketplace, because I believe at every level of evolution, you must become a different version of yourself.
Ooh, let's just get into it. Let's talk about that. How did you become a different version of yourself? And let me give the people a caveat of how we met.
Yeah,
so Joy
yes.
and I met because we were in a mastermind together. And I'm telling you, her power, her authority, she is just infectious, just absolutely, absolutely infectious, her personality. And when I seen that, I was like, oh, I need to tap into her, just her wisdom, her knowledge and everything. And when she started sharing about how she had had multiple six-figure businesses, and I was at the beginning of mine trying to rise to get there, I'm like, listen, I need to know who this lady is. So Joy, come on, tell the people, how have you been able to shift yourself in leadership, in ministry, in business?
Oh, we, Bridget, that's a loaded question. First of all, but let me just say this. Like you said, we met in a mastermind, but I think what's so powerful about what you just said is you leaned in. It's like when you hear something, something activates you, or you just like, I want to know more, you lean in. So the first thing is I tell everybody that's listening right now, lean in. So it started with mindset. I believe that mindset is the first thing that you must shift. When you shift your mind, you shift your life. And for me, I came from a poverty mentality where I constantly heard money don't grow on trees. I constantly heard no stop asking me for money or I'll never be the person with money. So can you imagine hearing that as a child growing up, constantly hearing negativity about money? I never thought that I could be the person to, let's just say, have money. So where it started for me was I stopped watching TV for a year. So it was that sacrifice of, you know, not feeding my mindset muscles, anything that wasn't going to strengthen my mindset to change my life. Then there was mentorship. It started with Book Mentor. I love the late Dr. Miles Monroe. I love John C. Maxwell, just to name a few of the books that I read at that time. I remember 18 years old when I made that decision to stop watching TV, to start really reading books and stuff like this, podcasts, positive podcasts. I turned my car into a library because everybody was like, girl, when are you getting all these books in? When are you in my car? In my car, I was also making sure I was feeding my ear gates and all of that attached to my mindset muscles to make me know that I can be a successful entrepreneur. I can be a successful woman. I can be, as Bridget said, that multiple six-figure earner. So all of that started with the mentorship, the book mentors, the podcast, the sacrifice in television, and just really strengthening my muscles. So that's where I started, Bridget.
I love it. Because I'm an avid reader.
Yeah.
And you know, I think I've probably told you this story when we moved to where I am now. So everybody, look, shout out Detroit, Michigan. Listen,
shout
when we moved
Detroit.
To Detroit,
yes.
My husband, I had boxes and boxes and boxes of books. And he said, yeah. Are we taking all of this? Absolutely. I told him my books are my friends. Now this is my joke. I told him, I said, the books gonna get there before you get there. No, I'm just kidding. I love my husband. But absolutely, people don't understand about that professional development, that personal development. When we do that, we can really go to levels of endless levels in God. Because God said that all things work together for our good. As well as I can do all things, but you can't do all things. Matter of fact, I just heard somebody say this. So Joy, let's expand this and then we're going to go to the next question.
Okay.
This just popped. This wasn't even in the notes, but I just heard somebody say yesterday, the Holy Spirit can't tell us anything. But it says he'll bring things back to our remembrance. Yeah. He can't bring the things back to our remembrance unless it's in there.
That's it. So good. I agree with that. It's on the inside of you. Like you said, as a shift doctor, that's one thing I do. I activate what's already on the inside of you. But before I can get to that point, you have to be able to surrender to the next level of yourself so that that activation can start taking place. And you can, I mean, God has given us everything we need, Bridget. That's what the word of God says. He's given us everything we need as it pertains to life and godliness. He's given us everything we need to go and grow to the next level. It's really about tapping into what's already there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And a lot of people, I love visuals. You're talking about reading.
Yeah.
Every day I get up, I read. That's a part of my morning routine. And I love to read cartoon characters. And so I ran across one that I had posted on social media a couple of years ago. And it's two men, they're digging. And one man digs and he's digging and he's right there on the other side of that wall. It's a mud wall. On the other side of the mud wall, he's right there. And the man below him is turned and going back the other way with his pickaxe in his hand. He was right there too, but he turned around. So let's talk about that. I know there had to be a lot of opportunities where you could turn around.
Oh man.
But you didn't. And I heard you say multiple six figures.
Yeah.
So what was it that kept you going and how did you overcome those limiting beliefs?
Man, oh man, Bridget, I'm telling you, I'm trying to like, okay, what one thing I want to focus on? I think the most important is God. my relationship with God, even during that time of not watching TV, that time of, you know, listening to podcasts, but one of the books I read was the Bible. Y'all hear me? The Bible. Because see, I was a people's pleaser, okay? I don't know if anybody listening can relate to that, but I was a people's pleaser. So I had to dig into that word to let God let me know that I was fearfully and wonderfully made and that I didn't need to hear from no man, right? So I really had to get an intimate relationship with God and stop just dating God, but like really be married to that word. Y'all hear me? Not dating God, not being engaged, but being married to that word of God and not just reading it, but applying it to my life. So it really started with developing that intimate relationship with God and being connected to mentorship and community. Me and you just talked about we met in a community. Community has really been a game changer for me as well, because when I'm having those moments or those days, I'm not trying to call on the person with no stinking thinking or broken mentality. I'm calling on the person who, girl, I need you to pray for me. Better yet, get in a community where people can hear from God concerning you. Because sometimes I just be having those moments over here and God will send a word of encouragement to remind me, hold up, wait a minute. And the other thing, Bridget, is continuing to begin with the end in mind. Continuing to begin with, although it may not look like what the Father says, but we got to be reminded of what he said. We may not see it, but we got to be reminded of what he said. So that keeps me going. That keeps me going because I am the generational curse breaker. I do want to leave an inheritance for my children and my children's children. I want to do what the word of God says do. So because of that, I have to make sure that I trust God in all things, in all things. So that's where it starts, Bridget. I'll say my relationship with God and just taking that time to rest in him and community. If I was to highlight any of the two things that have really, really kept me going. And again, always just coming back to what the Lord showed me, although at times it may not look like it. Okay. So those are my two things I'll highlight.
I love it. I love it. You preach it to me because Stephen Covey, when I first became an educator.
Yeah. Yeah.
An educator. Let me, because somebody out there said, she says she's an educator. She just put A in front of educator. A-N, an educator. I'm an educator. Yeah. And Stephen Covey was one of the first people that I fell in love with. I happened to go to a training, and it was so amazing, as you said, Joy, being in community, being around people that are going to build you up. And here's a quick story about what happened. I was, I'll never forget it. It was 1997. Yeah. And my principal at the time sent me to a training. Let me go to a training. I wanted to go to this training. It had nothing to do with education. After I got there, really, it was really more about mindset. It was about building out. And so it was one of those prior association. Yeah. It was one of their training sessions. And Stephen Covey wasn't there, but they talked about Stephen Covey. The presenter talked about Brian Tracy. He was talking about Jim Rohn and all of those great gurus, right, that was out there. And she sent me because I had just lost my sister.
Wow.
And she was like, you know, I needed to be built up. And I love what you just said. That community is so important, Joy. We want to be around people that can help us get to our next.
That's it right
and
there, Bridget.
Unfortunately, she's no longer here. She passed away a couple of years after that, actually on the same day that my sister passed away, which was so ironic.
Yeah.
But she was such a cultivator of my leadership now.
Yeah.
You know, and I always want to come back and tell about that. But what she did was, again, send me into a community where then I started like eating up everything. I wanted to read more books. I wanted to go to more seminars. And that is so very important because I love what people say. I still trying to find it in the Bible. I ain't found it yet. But when people say from heart to heart and breast to breast, listen, that's how you and I are. Like we are heart to heart and breast to breast. You're my go-to. I'm your go-to. Literally, God gives us words for each other. But that bond has never, ever, ever been broken since we've been united together. So community is so very, very important. So thanks for bringing that out. Let's talk about again your community and how God allows you to bless other people because of not just the success you've had, but also because of some of the failures that you've had that you've learned from those lessons. How do you take those lessons into your community?
So one of the communities that I offer through my company, Touch of Joy, is called S2E, which stands for Shift to Elevate Your Life, Your Mind, and Your Finances. And this community is really just to be able to provide mentor to those people that may have had a mindset like me. They may not be ready to invest at a high level financially, or better yet, their mindset can't even see next level greatness in their life. Let's take the financial part off the table. They just don't believe bigger. They don't see bigger. They can't shift their mindset for bigger. So when they come into this community, one of the things I do is I talk about how I had that poverty mentality. I talked about some of the challenges and stuff that I had to overcome. Like example, bank account bleeding like the woman with the issue of blood. I've had to overcome being homeless, hiding my car from the repossession man, just to name a few things, and then be able to talk to them about how I was able to get out of that space and place. And what's been so amazing is that God shifted the name of S2E Community at the beginning of this year to S2E Global Tribe, because the people that come in that community, I want to attract. And just by putting the word global in it, it shifts the whole meaning of shift to elevate. Now we're talking about shift to elevate global tribe. So people that lean into it, there's something in their mindset that lets them know, hey, I can go global. I may not believe it just yet, but let me connect with Dr. Joy so I can see what that looks like or position my mindset for. And one thing I tell people, when you have a global mindset, the way that you do things in your life and your business is so different, because you understand that there's something greater, there's something bigger. I was telling them, I spoke at an event recently, and I was telling them, I'm shopping my closet for the whole first quarter. I don't know when y'all gonna hear this, at what point in your life, but I was shopping my closet because what the Lord say is, I need you to stop doing and be. I need you to be in the thing. I need you to be still. I need you to be authentic. I need you to be bold. I need you to be courageous. You're always doing something, going to the next thing or doing the next thing. Even shopping was considered doing. And the Lord said no. Because what the Lord began to show me is that I'm building on another level. We talked about multiple six figures. I didn't shift it to multiple seven figures, right? So because you got to see it before you see it, right? So I'm already there before I get there, right? So therefore, for me, God really just talked to me about discipline, even at this level, because he see what's getting ready to come on the other side, right? I'm about to be global. I'm already international and globally known, but it's about to be at a whole different level. So what the Father says is, I need more sacrifices. So he showed me, you built good last year. Your business got multiple six figures with that mansion, but girl, I'm trying to get you to build a hotel. That's different systems. That's high. That's why. So the building is different. So the sacrifices is different. So God showed me, you're going to be able to buy the whole hotel. So sacrifice right now at this level, because when you're building at this level, y'all, let's be honest, there's investments that you have to make at a bigger level so you can get bigger. So them clothes that I was buying, y'all, I had it in my budget. Let me just talk about that. It was in my spending plan, because I tell people, you ask me about my wins, ask me about my discipline. So Bridget, this community is really about helping people to have that global mindset now so that they can be able to attract global, but they'll also have the discipline when they get to a global level for next level success. So that is what I do in my community. That's how I encourage them. That's how I inspire them. And that's the only community I want to focus on now. There's other communities I offer, but I think that one right there, and just speaking to the whole global move, because that's where God wants us as kingdom. We got to have global mindset so we can attract global. You might not necessarily hop on the plane and travel, but what about that book that's on the inside of you that can go global? What about using platforms to use your voice so that your voice can go global all over the globe and you can be able to attract different? So Bridget, I'm going to stop right there and let you jump in, because you know how me and you go, and I can go and I can take that one part about the whole global thing to another level. That can be part two. But that's where I'll stop.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Because again, iron sharpens iron. And Even in that area, you have sharpened me. I'll be honest with listen audience. Let me tell you, I never had a passport. Wow. And I never had a passport on purpose. My whole family has traveled. My daughters have traveled out of the country. My dad, you know, just I have a family that travels. I have aunties, I have cousins, I have everybody that travel out the country. I have never had a desire to leave the United States. I will be honest with you. I used to be scared. I did. I used to be scared. I was like, I'm not going somewhere and I'm not doing. And my dad used to say, what is wrong? Like you better get a passport, because you never know what you have to leave, you know, and to do. So I was talking to you one day, Joy, and you were like, girl, go get that passport, because I hear God saying something to you. And at the time when you told me that, you didn't even know that the name of my ministry, it's Kingdom Influence Global Ministries. Like, that's what God had told me years ago. And so I started this ministry years ago, but I still didn't have a passport. Talking about global.
My God.
Because I was like having my own little fear thing. And it's like, we have to get over that stuff because we can't get to the next living in fear. Ooh. And so I did do that. And as well, as you just said, just other ways of allowing that global to come apart. So I do, I have international friends now. So I have people in multiple countries. I've been on platforms in other countries, but I haven't stepped on foot yet. Yet. Did you hear me say yet? Because you pushed me every day I wake up. I'm like, God, I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it. And so I just love the fact that you're not just a person. You're not just a woman. You're not just a leader. You're not just a business owner, entrepreneur, not just a minister, but you absolutely are a true friend that sharpens iron.
Happy to go.
So people need to know about you. They need to follow you.
I feel the same way about you, Bridget. I'm telling you, like, we can't put people in our business on the podcast, but I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your oil because, again, you're one of those people that if you hear a word from the Lord, you're going to be like, sis, okay, I'm going to wake up to a text message or they're going to be something. And you're an example of being in a room of community with different mindsets, like what you can pull out of that, because me and you became friends through community. So that's just so powerful in itself. So I feel the same way about you. As a millennial say, don't they say ditto or something like that when they agree with something? That's what that means, right? Okay, yeah, y'all know I'm still trying to get hip to all the new stuff, but yeah, this is good. Can I say something, Bridget?
Oh, go ahead.
I forget. This part came to my spirit just now because I named my company Touch of Joy International before I became international. And right after I named it international, I attracted an international opportunity. But see, the thing that I realized is I embraced the international when I put it. So I'm listening to you because with elevation comes a name change. And it's like, you knew that God was calling you to global, but it was like, at what point were you going to embrace that shift to experience that shift? So I already am waiting for when you have that passport in hand and you say, girl, guess what? I'm going to say the global opportunity came. Because you already global. I think one of the things that I learned in the last season, and I'm sure you probably gonna be like, lesson learned, is I wasn't embracing the shift in my elevation. So I wasn't experiencing the shift in my elevation. So in this moment, I want somebody that, yeah, you called the business a name, or maybe you need to change the name of the business. So I wasn't, until I began to attract, embrace the whole Touch of Joy International, I didn't attract the international opportunities. I already was speaking prophetically that it was going to become that because I know what the Lord showed me. But in the moment I leaned into the elevation, I started experiencing the elevation. And just recently, I had to rededicate my business to the Lord. Y'all hear me? And when I rededicated my business to the Lord, that's when S2E Global Tribe came. Touch of Joy International was already there. So guess what, y'all? In the rededication of me doing the inside out to go to the next level, I'm going to Dr. in London. I'm not going to say when, because when you hear this, it may be the following year. So just know that I attract the elevation because I elevated from the inside out. I rededicated my international thing to the Lord. So Bridget, when you spoke just now, my baby began to jump because it was like you knew that it was global, but you didn't get the passport. Maybe if you had embraced, but God knew the process and development that had to come in you so that you get, because let me tell y'all something, I'm going to stop right there because this right here is good. If the when you're traveling to different countries and places, you got to be a different version of yourself because the spirits and stuff in those places are so different. So you got to develop from the inside out, because I don't care you love Jesus, love the Lord. That does not exempt you from trouble. And if you think you're going to take, because I'm cute, y'all. Y'all can see me on the video. You might can just hear my voice, right? So I think I'm going to take my little cute anointed self in all these places and not be covered properly or not have the oil the way that it needs to be flowing or not have the intimate relationship with God to have the capacity to go from country to country, place to place. Baby, it will take you out. So I know the other thing is we got to continue, like you said, to develop from the inside out. Like, I am a totally different version of myself than I was yesterday. Yes. But God knew that I needed to become this version because he was going to take me all over the globe. So when I rededicated my business, I rededicated myself, I rest in the God. Y'all rest. Rest is a posture and show God you can trust him. I rest in God, and God showed me where there was daddy issues and so many other things there that I could not take to my $1 million season. So sometimes we just got to rest in God to become that next version of ourselves. And I know what will push you to rest. And I'm tossing this mic. Challenges. Challenges will push you. Suffering will push you to rest in God. Surrender so that you can get. what you need to go and grow to the next level. Count it all joy when you go through various trials. So who, if you're listening today and you're finding yourself in a back-to-back situation of trials and challenges and tribulation, you should be so anointed. God is equipping you for where he's calling you. I'm going to take that and pin it right there, Bridget.
Girl, you said a word. And it is. It is so true. Like I say, I have my passport now. And now I'm just like, God, I trust you.
You got it. I know you were going
to. I got my passport. Boom. I've had my passport about 7-8 months now.
Seven, 8 months. That's good.
You fussed at me. I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
I was supposed to take a trip and then I backed out, but and it wasn't a business trip, it was personal. Yeah. Backed out, but I got it. And I'm getting over that. It's like that unknown. Cause you know, when I was in high school and in college, I used to say I was going to travel and do mission in foreign lands. And it's like, how do you let fear stop you from doing what God gave you to do, even as a youth? You know, Jesus. Thinking about Joshua. What did God tell Joshua? Like, okay, we ain't gonna start preaching.
Yeah, I know, because I'm about to say, okay, because you know how me and you both do, but I think that's powerful. Like you, what happened from the time, like I named it international, I embraced it, I went and taught financial literacy in Uganda, and then there's something that happened in between, and like you said, could it have been fear? I think it was life-lifing, can we be honest? Yeah, I think it was just so much going on that I began to not feel like, okay, this is something I'm called to, although I had already experienced it. So that's where that whole rededication, like you said, and I believe it could have been fear as well, too. I could believe too, Bridget, now that I'm thinking about it, it could have been the spirit of comparison. So many things that kept me in that pending between breaking through from the time I launched it, went international, and then it's just like, what happened? But let me tell you something. I done embraced it again, sis. And I'm living in the elevation of Amos 9:13-15, where my head is literally spinning. I'm living in the Ephesians 3 blessings, exceedingly abundantly above more than I can ask or think, Bridget. But it took a different version of me, and it took me rededicating, because sometimes what's God in one season might be good in another. Ooh. And we don't continue to go to the Father to make sure that this is the God thing. We'll get stuck in the good when God is calling us to shift.
Okay.
My God.
I love it. It is. Again, it is just such a joy. So for the listeners, listen, I call her, she my joy. When I call her, I'm like, hey, I need some joy in my life. And so I'm glad that you all are getting some joy in your life. So as we wrap up, let's do what can the people learn? And so let's give me 3 leadership tips. So for the person that might be listening that is not an entrepreneur, but is absolutely a leader, or even the person you might be listening, because we do have some people that listen, they're not in a leadership role, but I'm always telling people, you are a leader.
Yeah.
Everybody has a captain. Yeah. Jethro told Moses, you know, you can't, these people gonna wear you out. I need you to get captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of 50s, and captains of 10s. That means that everybody has an influence. Even if you only influence 10 people in your life, you got to influence.
Yeah.
So what's those 3 tips that we can give them as we close out?
So I would say 3 tips. As I'm sitting here writing and thinking, like, Lord, I want you to speak through me these 3 tips, because I feel like this is going to be what somebody needs. And one of the scriptures I wrote down was, as a man thinketh, so is he. So you got to really work on your mindset, like me and Bridget have been talking about, the personal development from the inside out. And you got to think of yourself a way so you can experience the next level way. Oftentimes, we don't feel like we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So that brings me to my second one, which is affirmation, affirming. The Bible says there's death and life in the power of the tongue, and to speak things now as though they were. So girl, get yourself in the mirror, man, whoever, boy, girl, whoever listening, in the mirror and say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am royal. I am chosen. I am equipped. And you keep saying that thing until you feel it, because somebody else can say it to you all day long, but until you believe it, it's not going to really do anything for you. So I was the person that didn't believe it, and people would tell me and I'd be encouraged by it, but it took me believing it and that thing going deep for me to believe it. And then the third thing, Bridget, is I would just say the next level is going to require a whole you. So as a leader, to continue to just rest in God, continue to take that, like me, I take quarterly vacations, just me and God, where I shed everything down and I just fast and pray. So just getting in those moments of pause. So your mindset, the personal development part, making sure you speak in life over your life, and then continuing to take those pauses so you can get in the presence of God to ask him to show you what's in you and then what next looks like for you. And that probably was more than three, but I pray y'all got it and understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
But they were good. They were good. Yeah. And I will have to say, I've done that lately. I've started doing monthly, starting my month with fasting and praying. And it has made a big difference in a trajectory. And as you said before, I wasn't going to mention this, but you know, when you're going through, and you know, personally, I've been going through grief right now as the loss of my son, but this has helped me to keep guiding me in the midst of it. Because I tell people all day long, it's not easy. It is not easy. Some days I wish I could just lay in a bed and curl up in fetal position, but I don't even have that desire to do that, even on my worst days, if that makes sense. Because of just being in the presence of God, he has given me strength on top of strength. And so I just want to say thank you, Joy, for being the iron that sharpens me and helping me with that shift. I was drawn to your name from the beginning. Love the shift. We have to really, you know, I think first time I met you was like, get your shift together. And I was like, what's she saying? I'm like, no, she said, get your shift together. So we got to shift. We definitely have to shift and make sure that we're constantly, constantly growing. And so I'm going to allow you to have the last word. So if you want to say anything else, and then tell the people how they can get in touch with my marvelous friend from Touch of Joy International. How do they get in touch with Dr. Joy? But any last words that you have, and then share your information.
Yes. Thank you again, Bridget, for having me. I honor you as a leader. Whenever God allows me to be a part of somebody else's platform, I don't take that for granted. So I just want to say thank you so much for just your leadership, just your heart, and just who you are for God, and for the friendship that you give to me. I love you so much. So I would just say the thing that I've been saying this entire time is, when you embrace the shift, you experience the shift, and to see it different, to experience it different. You know, one thing I talk about in my Embracing the Shift view, Embracing the Shift book, is having an eagle's view. And when you have an eagle's view of something, it's different than being right in front of your face. You know, as kingdompreneurs, we don't make decisions from a money place. We make decisions from a mission and a purpose place. So see your situation different, to experience it different. And I'm at Shift with Dr. Joy on all social media platforms. All of the ones out there that I can think of: YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Threads, all the things. And then Joy McLaughlin Harris on LinkedIn platforms. And that's how you guys can stay connected. That's how you guys can get in contact with me. I will share a link with Bridget for my free ebook on 8 ways to get shift together. So you guys can be able to connect with me and get that book and just really dive into it. And prayerfully, there'll be something in there that's that can change your life, so that you can be able to walk into your season of elevation.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister, Dr. Joy. You all have heard it from the doctor herself. Listen, really, if there is an issue in your life and you know that there's some things that you want to change, I would definitely tell you to connect with my friend, Dr. Joy McLaughlin Harris. Listen, you don't even have to remember everything she just said. All of that information is going to be in the show notes, so you can just click the link and follow her. Click the link and subscribe. Click the link and again, get that free ebook so that you can change your life. We hope that this has been a blessing to you. Again, we are so very excited, and happy that you chose to be with us today on our podcast. As Joy just got through saying, I don't take it for granted that you took the time to listen today. I don't take it for granted that you came in here today. So again, please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe if you have not done so already. And click the links below so that you can connect with Joy or myself if you have not already done so. God bless you. God bless you is my prayer. And I just want you to know that you are absolutely powerful. Allow God to use you.